Hi, this is Adri at Library Stories, and the purpose of this podcast is to really hopefully show you how simple it is to create a podcast for your own library. You're going to need four things to do this yourself. The first one is a computer with internet access, a microphone hooked up to that computer. Thirdly, a semi-quiet place, so be it your office or a room with few people in it. And then lastly, a idea of what you want to talk about. So jot down some ideas, maybe make a little script, whatever you need to do. Now, since most librarians don't have access to their web servers, I've chosen to show you how to create a podcast using a free hosting service called Podomatic. On the Library Stories blog, on the post talking about this, you will see the screenshots of the steps, so you can check to see if you're seeing the same thing that I saw when I set this up. And since I need something additional to fill up time on this podcast to maybe push me to 3 whole minutes, I'll go ahead and narrate this for you as well. So the first thing you want to do is go to podomatic.com. podomatic.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you'll see the word register, so go ahead and click on register. On that next screen is where you actually create your account, so be sure to read the terms of service and all that good stuff. You can include your name, probably your library name, or just, you know, a name, short name for you, librarian or whatever. The part of the URL, so yourlibrary.podomatic.com, and then the email address where the password will be sent to. Once you've done all that, go ahead and click continue, and then the next page is where you pick what your podcast site is going to look like. These are all templates and they're just pretty simple. And then lastly, you record your podcast with that microphone you got earlier. Now, I know this isn't exactly brain surgery, but that's really the point. Any library, any librarian, any friends group, anyone can have a podcast. One nice thing about Podomatic is it has an RSS feed, so your patrons can use their RSS reader to subscribe and get updates to your podcasts. They can even, if they're feeling froggy, can leave a voice comment regarding your posts. And that's really it. So if you happen to set up a Podomatic account and create a podcast, why don't you let me know what the URL is so I can listen in and subscribe it to myself. So I can listen in. So enjoy, have fun, and go forth and podcast. Your patrons will love it.